it's about family and love and work. It's about, you know, a lot of Lao people in this country. The short story collection, it has a lot of stories about family, love, work, and laughter. You know, a lot of Lao people, when they first came to the U.S. or to Canada, they had jobs like picking worms. So there's a short story in there called Picking Worms, and it's about picking worms. There's a short story in there called Paris, and it's about someone who works in a chicken processing plant picking feathers. Another short story called A School Bus Driver, and it's called it's about a school bus driver, and his name is Jai. And
is he Lao?
Yes, he's Lao, but his wife, who is Lao, she wants to be American, and so she doesn't want to call him Jai. She wants to call him Jay, and he insists that his name is Jai, as in Huan Jai. And she does not want to call him that because she wants to forget the language. And I don't translate this in the book, but at one point he calls his wife He Kiao, and that is something only Lao people know.
Oh my God.
And laugh at. But
you know it means what it means. You know what it means, right?
Yes, I know what it means. And what I think is very funny is that the white people who read it don't know how funny that is. But every time I show my book to a Lao person, I turn to that page and I watch them read it, and they laugh very hard.
But may I ask you this, the one you just said, he killed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
To translate it in English, does it mean horny?
Well, I would translate it as more like slutty.
Oh, okay. So you combine all of these short stories in that book?
Yes.
How many stories?
There are 14 stories. No, there's lots more, but I think people should buy it and discover what's in it.
Oh, okay.
I should not give it all away.
Did anybody advise you about writing?
No, you know, I didn't know how to be a writer. If I want to pick worms or work in a factory, my parents knew people to talk to get me those kinds of jobs. I just read about writers in newspapers, and then I saw what schools they went to, and I read about their experiences. And for a while, I made my own books and ask bookstores to buy them and put it in the library or in their book on their bookshelves. And then somebody, a publisher, discovered these things I made and offered to publish them.